Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. In his daily briefing, Mayor de Blasio took note of the increased activity he's seen around town, and that includes a jump in ridership on the Staten Island Ferry.
Starting today, we're increasing the frequency of ferry trips during rush hour for Staten Islanders. We had brought service down to an hourly trip during rush hour because ridership had dropped off so much. We're now going to run every 30 minutes from 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. and every 30 minutes from 3:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m.
The mayor discussed the city's continued effort to feed New Yorkers who need help, and he thanked reporters who've been bringing complaints about the program to his attention.
I want to thank four members of the media who have really focused on this issue: Juliet Papa of 1010 Winds, Sydney Kashiwagi of the Staten Island Advance, Marsha Kramer, CBS New York, and Julia Marsh of the New York Post. They've all raised really helpful, important concerns, and we've followed through on each of them. And we will keep following through on each concern is raised because we need to get this right.
The mayor says the daily indicators are holding their own. Just 60 people were admitted to the hospital with COVID-19 yesterday, three fewer than the day before. The number of people in ICU was down slightly, and the percentage of people testing positive was 9%, up from 8% the day before. The mayor says he continues to be encouraged by the daily indicators.
Indicator one, daily number of people admitted to hospitals for suspected COVID-19. That is down from 63 to 60. And number two, daily number of people in ICUs across health and hospitals for suspected COVID-19. That is down from 483 to 477. The only one that's up, again, only up by 1 point, is the percent of people tested positive for COVID-19, up from 8% to 9%.
He says it's been 10 days now that the percentage of people testing positive for coronavirus has been below 15%. All this, he says, is important as the city starts to reopen next month. Cardinal Dolan meets with reporters this hour to discuss plans for reopening the church and what safety measures will be taken. Yesterday, Governor Cuomo said religious observances could be held as long as there are no more than 10 people. In New Jersey, the Garden State Plaza Mall is allowing a number of stores to open for curbside pickup only.
25 of the stores and restaurants here at the mall taking part in curbside pickup, including major anchors like Macy's, Nordstrom, and Neiman Marcus. It'll run 11 to 7 every day, but not on Sunday with blue laws here. You call ahead. Mall spokeswoman Lisa Herman explains how it works.
Customers can order online or by phone. They pick their time that they're going to pick it up, and they'll be told what zone to pick up their package in. Once they get to the center, they can pull into their zone and their signage on property. They'll pull into a parking space, call the retailer, let them know what parking space that they're in and that they're there, and the retailer will just come out and drop it in the car.
Now, for the biggest retail zip code in Jersey, this is a big step forward.
I think a lot of people are very excited, as well as we are, to get the mall open and serve our community.
Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, here at Garden State Plaza in Paramus.
In Newark, Mayor Roz Baraka says pickup service won't work. He holds a news conference this afternoon. We got another report card today on the jobless crisis.
The Labor Department reports about 2.4 million more Americans filed for unemployment benefits last week after 36 million sought aid in the previous 8 weeks. As states allow some businesses to reopen, the pace of layoffs has declined for six straight weeks. By historical standards, though, the number of weekly applications remains extraordinarily high. Scott Carr, Washington.
The rookie NYPD police officer who fatally shot his childhood friend last week in Farmingdale has been arrested. The state attorney general's office says 26-year-old Eric Allen of North Massapequa has been charged with second-degree murder, and he will be arraigned today. Authorities say Allen shot 25-year-old Christopher Currow of West Babylon in the head on May 12th. Allen was hired by the NYPD in 2019. He was suspended without pay after the shooting. That South Jersey gym that opened this week in defiance of state orders has been closed. Overnight, the Camden County Health Department posted a four-page notice on the door of Attilis Gym in Belmar. The gym reopened on Monday, and the owners received summonses each day. The owners maintain their opening wasn't about the money, but constitutional rights. How many lives could have been saved if the government had acted soon to shut down the economy? Disease modelers at Columbia University figure it could have been about 36,000 if the government had acted 1 week sooner. 2 weeks, and they say 83% of the deaths could have been avoided. It's a lesson for the future. It was March 16th that President Trump urged Americans to limit travel, avoid groups, and stay home from school. Mayor de Blasio closed schools 1 day earlier. Governor Cuomo issued his stay-at-home order on March 22nd. A report finds a number of commercially available antibody tests do not meet medical standards for use and accuracy.
In partnership with ABC News, the Mayo Clinic examined 9 tests that rely on a finger prick and a drop of blood to check for coronavirus antibodies. 4 of these 9 rapid antibody tests failed to meet the Mayo Clinic standards for accuracy and performance. One test incorrectly displayed a positive result when researchers substituted a saline solution. Antibody tests that use a larger sample of a patient's blood were better, but still not perfect. A false positive makes someone think they have antibodies and potential immunity when they don't.
That's correspondent Aaron Katursky.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.